Each part of growing up supports us in standing up and even surviving the next challenge or trauma, both personally and collectively. Dr. David Bruselli, founder and CEO of Trauma Recovery Services, travels the world, oftentimes to those places most traumatized by war, bringing a piece of solid ground that we all share to stand firm during times of duress. We're all wired that way. He's just reminding us that with these concrete tools, we can translate our trauma into compassion for self and others. I'm Robin Clare. Stay tuned for part two. This is Tributaries.
But when I have a client and they say, okay, here's the story of where the trauma occurred. Here's the injury. I tell them, that's fine. We want to keep the injury in mind, but I don't want their body and their mind regressing back to the time of the injury, because if it does, they will actually recreate the same neurophysiological injury that they had at the time of the event. But what I need is for their body and their neural pattern, or their body and their brain, to stay in the present moment, because now they have mechanisms and greater strength and resiliency of the present moment body, which is going to bring them through the recovery process. If they simply regress into the past, they can actually regress into the same neurophysiological state of the injury of the past and lose their capacity for healing. So we have to keep them in the present moment, even though they may be recalling the past. We don't want them getting lost in the past, like you said, with this oversympathetic questioning about, oh, tell me about the injury and I'm so sorry it happened. When you do that, oftentimes they will regress back into the past and lose their capacity for healing.
David, I know you work culturally with religions and their relationship with ethnicity and politics. Do you familiarize yourself with an area's folklore? Is trauma written into a culture, and is that a good thing or a restrictive thing?
Well, if you're talking about stress and trauma, what we're looking at is every culture has a way to include it in their cultural belief or in their belief system, if you will. So that means everything from religion to normal everyday life. I like to know, how do they take up the concept of stress or anxiety or trauma in their life? What place does it have? And what mechanisms have they already put in place in their society and their culture to understand this in life? Because every society has death in it. Death means that we've lived through some sort of trauma and we survive. But every society envisions this within their cultural and religious beliefs in a certain way. So I want to know, within that whole structure of their belief system in society, do they have any mechanisms that they already have in place that help them endure, survive, and evolve from these traumatic events in their lives? Because all of us do. We all have a belief system in which we have sort of envisioned our life story. How is life and how do we deal with life? So it's good to know it, simply because I can embed my training or my exercises within their belief system, so it helps them make greater sense of it, and they see that there's a place for this right within their religious or their context of belief. And that's very helpful for them, so that they don't see it as something foreign. So as an example, when I went to China and I was teaching at the Chinese Institute these exercises, at the end, the Chinese teachers that I was training to do this sat up and said, oh, we see what you've done. You've taken our traditional understanding of qi energy, which is what they called it. You westernized an access to qi energy, and you brought it back to us in your new form. But see, they already had an understanding of what I was doing. They simply placed it into their belief system, qi, and then they were able to accept it. And they said, this is great. It's a new form or a new way to access qi energy. And they were delighted by it because they had a context they could put it in.
Did they feel like it was better, or because it was a new or modernized version, having come out of different times, that it could be perhaps more applicable?
What they saw was an easier access route to discharging overstimulated chi. They saw it as the Western way of doing it, and they told me they're going to continue to teach it to their patients because they thought it was just as advantageous as the work that they did by using acupuncture, as an example, or herbal medicines. And they said, oh, great, this is another form to down or to discharge overstimulated chi. So they didn't see it as better or worse than theirs. They saw it as another way.
Moving into perhaps a more esoteric realm, I'm wondering, are you seeing pieces of religion, for instance, that meld well with culture or ethnicity? Or do you see these various boxes really sort of butting up against each other, really creating trauma for different societies or the world coming together when different ideologies are held?
Well, when you're talking about that realm of belief system,